Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a T-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hello and welcome back to Mads World. I'm your host Mads and I hope you've been enjoying the show so far. If you have, please remember to subscribe, rate and review the podcast on your favourite listening platform. This week I'm thrilled to be joined by TikTok creator Henry Rowley. Over the last 6 months, his account has blown up with over 300k followers and 16.6 million people liking his impression videos of posh girls at uni, guys who give you the ick, and roadman boyfriends, just to name a few. We chat about all things TikTok, his worst dates ever, advice on dating apps, and lots more nonsense. Hello, mate.
Hello.
How are you? Yes, I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm hungover, but I'm all right.
Oh, well, I'm glad we finally got this in because I feel like we've been trying to record this podcast for literally like a month now. So I'm super buzzing to have you on the podcast. So let's jump straight into our speed date question round because I want everyone listening to learn a little bit more about you. So can you tell me about when you first blew up on TikTok?
It was weird actually. It was back in November. Mm-hmm. I'd just been to Cornwall with some mates. And I kept doing that minty voice, the croaky posh girl.
Yeah.
And so I went, honestly, and my mate just found it so funny. And it was just like, he just kept laughing and laughing. And basically I saw, someone told me like, they showed me this like crazy flat and they're like, this girl's just bought this off TikTok money. And I was like, right, that's it. I'm starting a TikTok. I initially actually started trying to do a travel TikTok because I wanted to get paid to go abroad and stuff. You know, those travel influencers. And so at the bottom of my feed, you'll see a couple of them, but it didn't work out. So then I did a minty one and it just, went huge. So I started doing more.
I think that's when I first saw you as doing the minty voice and like all of Minty's friends and stuff in uni.
Yeah.
It's my fave.
I'd be very surprised if anyone saw me before that. Yeah. Those videos had like 10 views.
So fun. And apart from TikTok, what else keeps you busy?
So I've got a job. I work for, a lot of people expect TikTok to be full time, but I work in marketing for a tech company.
Lovely.
That's what keeps me busy, I'd say, most of my time.
Yep.
Do you mean in terms of like hobbies and stuff?
Or like what are you passionate about? Like what's like your life like outside TikTok?
Oh, okay. Well, I like to ride and ride.
Ride what?
Well, no, I like to I read and write a lot. So yeah. I'm always trying to like, you know, I'm writing a book. I'm trying to put together a sketch kind of, I don't know what, a sketch show or something. And I've recently written a play.
Oh my God. What's your play about?
Yeah, it's a comedy.
Okay.
It's a two-man comedy. It's called A Conversation with God. And it's this guy basically wakes up dead and he's kind of like meets God and God is a bit like the Walking It character. I'll get into that later, but God's a bit of like, you know, a bit of a douchebag, but the guy's called Adam. Adam has to be a man, but God, I'm like, I'm not sure whether it'd be a man or a woman. It depends.
Maybe they could be non-binary somewhere in between.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
That's so awesome. I feel like you see people on TikTok as just like these like silly, weird people, but then like that is so interesting and so sick that you've written a play.
No, I'm definitely a silly, weird person.
Though. Okay, good.
Like, just because I've written it doesn't mean it's any good. It is really just silly and weird, so...
Well, maybe it'll be on the West End one day and I'll go and see it.
Maybe.
That's the dream. And back to TikTok, where do you get the inspiration for all your characters? So obviously you've got Minty and then you've got Walking Ick. And do you want to tell our listeners like some of your other characters and where you get inspired to create them?
So, yeah. I mean, the reason Minty does well is because everyone knows a Minty. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I went to University of Bristol.
Yeah.
And which basically explains it all. There's there's so many croaky voiced posh girls. And I mean, half of them are like my friends. So,
yeah.
Like, I had a couple messages and they start getting big, like, Rowley, is that based off me? And I was like, so that's just, you know, that's, I mean, even last night, I told you I was at the football and I was in a, it was after the, so I'm a Leicester fan, I was at the Chelsea game.
Yeah.
And me and my mate stepped up for a smoke and there was just two of them either side of us, just like, hey, mate, no, like, guys, like, football is amazing. Like, we were just dying because we were like, and then the ick, I think I was trying to do a video like POV, you're on the worst date you could possibly be on.
Yeah.
And then it became like I had to re-record so many bits because I was making myself laugh and cringe. Like, I reckon I'm like my biggest fan. I laugh at my videos more than anyone else.
Those videos, when I saw one and you did like a Scooby-Doo noise, I'm like, if I did that, yeah, I would throw up. If I had to do that alone in my room, I would literally be sick.
That honestly came out of nowhere. That was, oh, I found it so funny. It's so disgusting watching that.
Honestly, I flipped inside out and threw up. It was so much. Yeah. It was so funny. But yeah.
It's a pretty good impression though, isn't it? I was quite proud of the Scooby-Doo impression. I was like, wow, maybe I should whip this out actually more often.
And the Walking Ick, is that based on like people you know as well? Is there guys you know that act like this? Because I feel like I've been on a date with the Walking Ick probably like 30 times.
I mean, if it was based on someone I know, can you imagine if I outed them on this? If someone just happens to hear this, they just sat at home enjoying their day and like suddenly it's like, oh yeah, I based the worst possible person I could create on this guy. And he's like, what?
That would be so mean. But also, is this you saying that it is based on a real person? He's out there.
He's out there terrorizing people. I guess it's like, no, it's more like, you know, like, it's an amalgamation of different characteristics of people. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think it's that disgusting, sickly, like, bit that's like kind of underlined by this actual, almost like aggression. Do you know what I mean? There's like the ability to turn, which I think you get with a lot of guys in the dating scene.
I think it's like, it's kind of has this underlying misogynistic characteristic as well, because it's just so, like you said, the aggression. And it's also like, it's like the ego and just like the self-assuredness that what they're saying is the right thing to say when it's just categorically the wrong thing to say.
Oh, 100%. I mean, that's the nail on the head. It's the misogyny is the driving force of the Walking Ick.
Yeah.
110%. And like this absolute condescending nature.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just like,
God. Yeah, I went out with a guy recently and he spent the first, this is not even, this sounds like a joke, but it's true. He spent the first 45 minutes like mansplaining crypto and Bitcoin to me. And he was like, basically it's like stocks, like they go up and then they go down and then they go up. And I was like, and then do they go down? And he was like, oh my God, you're so clever. Like, you're really getting it. And I was like,
no,
this is sickening. And then he started telling me, he was like, talking about prostitutes or something. And I was like, oh, have you ever been to a prostitute? Like, it kind of is a joke. And he was like, obviously. And I was like, wait, what? He's like, you're naive if you think that every guy that you know doesn't use prostitutes. And I was like,
no,
what? And I literally got home. I live with three blokes, and I got home and sat on the couch. I was like, guys, is this something you're not telling me? And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, do you all use prostitutes? And they're like, where is this coming from? I'm like, well, this rugby player from Chelsea that I went out with says that you do, so it must be true.
Oh, that's that. I mean, rugby player from Chelsea explains I know. A lot.
Well, I thought he seemed nice, okay, but I was wrong, so.
I can categorically say that I've never had a prostitute. I also love his choice of date chat. He's like, right.
Prostitutes.
It's like prostitutes in crypto. It's like, yep. I can't imagine that's worked much for him in the past. Like, I can imagine like his next one's probably like, I don't know, abortion or something. Like,
honestly, he started telling me how he was an anti-vaxxer at one point as well. And like,
oh my God.
Honestly, yeah. Like my mum's a nurse and my dad's a paramedic. So obviously they were like frontline in the pandemic. And I'm just like super lefty. And then he starts telling me, he's like, I have some controversial opinions and some people just don't like that. And I was like, what? Are you like really racist or something? He's just like, no, obviously not. But like, I just like don't believe in the vaccine. And then he told me how he loves Joe Rogan. And like, he was saying my podcast went long enough because Joe Rogan's like 3 hours. And, you know, like, it was just, the whole thing was a meme. It was so bad.
I love him telling you how to do podcasts.
I know.
Just like, do it like Joe Rogan does it.
Yeah.
Also, if someone announces, they're like, I'm someone with, you know, quite a lot of controversial opinions, usually they're going to be a dick.
Yeah.
Like, that's 100%. Basically saying, like, I have no personality, so I adopt, you know, specifically controversial standpoints just to make myself seem interesting. When I'm actually just a dick.
He was kind of like your character. I'm not going to lie. He was
a lot like
What
was
like
his
him.
Name?
I actually can't remember.
Rugby player from Chelsea. I guarantee he went to Bristol Uni.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you after the podcast. I'm not going to add him on here, but I'll have to go through my phone and find it. I'm not going to lie. I go on a lot of dates. It's market research for the pod.
Oh, 100%. Maybe he's the guy who's the inspiration of The Walking Egg. This guy's just getting absolutely hounded on this podcast.
This poor guy is just sitting in there eating his cereal, getting rear-ended by a podcast, doesn't even know it. Oh, God. Right. Back on track. Do people recognize you in the street or at the football or wherever you are? Do you find that people like come up to you and they're like, oh, my God, Minty?
Yeah, all the time.
Do they?
I fucking love it. Yeah. People ask me that and they're like, oh my God, that sounds so arrogant. I'm like, no, it doesn't. It's fucking sick.
It is sick. That's like the dream.
It's so cool. I always act really embarrassed. I'm like, oh God, yeah, all right, yeah, okay. Like, and inside I'm there like, yes, I'm so freaking cool. It happens. Good. I do go, it's funny because I can go a little awkward and shy. But also it depends. I mean, usually it's when I'm out drinking and stuff, and I absolutely love it.
That's so fun.
I was in Orlando recently, and my boss had to fly home early, and I was just walking about, and there was like a group of three, like what I assume were British people, and I clocked that they'd noticed me and obviously recognized me, but they looked so confused because they were obviously just in Orlando on holiday, and they're like, why the fuck is this random TikToker by himself with a massive backpack and a GoPro just walking around to Orlando? Like, they didn't say anything, but I could just see them. Like, they looked so confused.
Yeah, I think that's the best part about TikTok is that you can literally go from just being, like, you're still a normal bloke and, like, you just work in marketing and stuff. No, I'm not.
Fucking weird.
But, like, you're just, like, you know, an everyday guy. It's kind of like has that weird Love Island-esque thing about it, how you go from being no one to being like so many people know you just based on these, you know, 10-second videos. It's so strange, but it's so sick.
Yeah, it is super weird. It's cool though, like you said. I was actually asked to go on Love Island.
Really? No, you weren't.
Yeah. See, everyone says that. And they're like, why is that so hard to believe? Like, come on.
Because I just think, what are they basing their, like, invitation on? Is it based off The Walking Egg? Is it based off Minty? Like, what have they asked you on there for?
I've got no idea.
I mean, you're quite good looking, but we're not going to beat around the bush. Maybe it's to do with that. But I think...
Yeah, probably is that, to be fair. Probably these dashing good looks. I don't blame him. I mean...
You're being an ick.
Yeah, that was on purpose. No, so is that, but oh, now I'm digging a hole because it's like explaining it and mansplaining, like, yeah, that was the joke.
Okay.
And then the more I do it, it's like, oh,
okay, stop digging the hole. I'm going to ask my final question for this round. Okay. What is the weirdest message you've received from someone?
Oh my God. Yeah. I've had quite a few people send me nudes.
Really?
Yeah, just no context.
Guys
or girls?
The most
recent one, girls. I've had no dick pics yet.
Yet.
But, no, yet. Yeah. Message, guys. No, please don't. it's like a form of like online assault.
Yeah, it's not nice. It actually is. I think it just got classed as sexual assault. Like unsolicited nudes. Yeah, because I think it's kind of like flashing someone in the park, you know? You wouldn't, but people do it. You know, the whole trench coat, flash their dick in Finsbury Park or whatever at someone.
Wait, was that you?
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, I didn't think we'd met before.
Yeah, what did you think?
Yeah. Yeah, all right, decent.
Nice. But yeah, it's like the online version of that. So I think it's just been made illegal, which is quite nice.
Yeah. It was really strange though. It was I think there's comedy in the absurdity of it. It's just out of nowhere. I'm just literally like sitting down eating a sandwich and I just open my phone and it's a message request. And it's just a video of a girl just finger bashing us.
What the fuck?
Like it's not even like an underwear, like, you know, more
a
subtle.
Nice
pic. Straight in, like aggressive.
Oh my God.
I was so taken aback.
It's like I didn't feel like watching porn in this moment, but now I am.
Yeah. It's like I'm being forced to watch porn. It's really weird.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's probably the weirdest one.
I'm sorry that happened. That's really gross, but
it's all right. It wasn't very traumatic. It was more funny.
It's the price you pay of just being such a massive celeb, so... Imagine how much like actual proper celebs get. They must get like, you know, like I'm talking like Jake Gyllenhaal. Why is that the first celebrity I thought of? I don't know.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Have you sent Jake Gyllenhaal a nude?
No. Maybe.
Like anyone, like Jake Gyllenhaal, like, you know, like maybe like he must get. Yeah, I know for a fact he gets at least 3 a day. I know that much.
As a fact. Yeah. Yeah, they must get pounded. Both are gross sexual words. I'm just, okay, my head's gone.
That, now you're thinking about Jake Gyllenhaal again, aren't you?
It's since you said finger bashing. I'm like, my brain's gone.
I don't think I've ever used the word finger bashing in my life.
I feel like you use it quite often because you just whipped it out of nowhere. So.
I know. That's as I said it, I was like, ooh, that's new.
Might start using that more.
It was, but it required that extra level of description to kind of capture the atmosphere of the video.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. Right. Well, that was fun. So let's move on to our discussion round because I've asked you on the podcast because obviously you've got your walking ick videos. I feel like you've got your bad Hinge prompts and your Hinge like advice type videos. So I think I've got so many questions to ask you and I'm really buzzing because you're a straight guy and I never really have straight guys on the podcast and it's just so nice to get a little different perspective. So let's start with what's the worst date you've ever been on?
Just as a point, I think it's the first time where straight white guys are ever underrepresented.
Literally. The other day someone was like to me, one of these PR agencies I'm working with was like, do you ever have straight guys on there? Do you want to talk to the dream boys? And I was like, absolutely, yes, I do. Because I only know girls and gay guys and that's the only people that come on the podcast.
I just love how it's like, no, we need more straight white guys. Come on.
Literally. No, but I'm
where
like,
are they?
I don't know where they are. Like, you're like the first person this season who's straight and a white guy. And I'm like, I'm loving it. So thank you.
Here I am filling the diversity quota. So the worst date I've ever been on.
Mm-hmm.
So I've not actually like been on proper dates all that much.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I guess... The worst is definitely the girl who I lost my virginity to.
Please tell.
It was after I'd lost my virginity. So it was at this like local Leicester festival.
Oh my God.
So it was like 10.
Gross.
I was pretty young. And I was, you know, when you're like a teenager with all those hormones, like, you know, you're so excited when that happened. Well, I don't know, not for everyone. I was so excited about it. I felt like a lot of my mates were older, so I felt like proper big man.
Yeah.
And I'd met her like whilst, you know, quite under the influence. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we went and did the thing.
Nice.
And then the next, like after that weekend, I think it was the following weekend, me and my mate went to meet her and her mate in town. So that's what you do at like that age. There's nothing better to do.
Go and meet some girls.
You just go into town and just get a Mackey's, go into Urban Outfitters. Like that's
wow, England is weird.
It was. I mean, we were quite young. So like it. That's like yeah. That it. We don't go to the beach or barbecues. Anyway, I digress. we met up with them. We said hey. Then we were walking and there was like a moment of silence. And then the first thing she said was like, oh my God, it fucking stinks of, and then the derogatory term for Pakistanis.
What?
And I was like, yep, yeah. And me and my mate just looked at each other like, what the fuck?
What? So
he'd come along to get his hoodie off her mate and we basically got the hoodie and the... left. We're like, oh shit, we've got to go. And just left as soon as we could. And now my whole sexual whatever is tainted forever by the fact that I lost my virginity to a racist.
That is so wild. What the hell?
It was so fucked up. It was so weird as well. Out of nowhere. Like, why would you say that?
Why would you say that? And like, also... It obviously wasn't true. So, like, was she trying to be cool? Like, was she trying to impress you?
I've got no idea. I mean, yeah, it's no like that's going to impress me. It's like, when she read that, like, Cosmopolitan, it's like, boys love racists. It's like, what?
And she's like, right, I'm just going to say the most racist thing I can think of, and then just goes in.
Maybe she just took the term dirty talk too literally and thought it was literally just being horrendous.
Oh my God, that is That's a really good one. Thank you so much for sharing that.
It wasn't that good. It was pretty bad, actually. But
yeah, bad for you, sorry, but fun for us.
Yeah.
So you have a few videos about bad Hinge prompts. So these are some of my other favorites of your vids, in addition to the walking its icks. So what are your thoughts on dating apps?
I mean, personally, I'm not a big fan of dating apps. Mm-hmm. In general, I don't have a problem. I mean, for personal use, it almost becomes like some kind of like game.
Oh my God.
You know
what
I mean? It's just like swipe, mm-hmm. like without. And I remember I would do it just for the sake of almost passing time with a lot of the time, no real intention of meeting mm-hmm. people. And it, mm-hmm. I think what it does is it encourages a sort of potential objectification.
Mm-hmm.
Not for everyone, of course. And I know a lot of people where dating apps have worked out really well. Mm-hmm. My brother met his girlfriend on a dating app and they've been together for like 5 or 6 years now or something.
Mm-hmm.
So they can be good. But yeah, I think it's definitely a mixed bag.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree in like that it can become a game sometimes. I think I literally sit there on a Sunday afternoon sometimes when I'm feeling hungover or like sorry for myself or Sunday scaries, and you just use it as like a self-esteem booster or just like sussing out the local talent. But then I have so many matches on these apps and I just sit there and I'm like, I'm not going to even speak to you. I can't be asked. It's just like a little game where I just judge people and like judge how hot they are. And then I'm like, okay, done.
I love how that went from like, you know, I was thinking like, that's so true. Like, proper like self-validation.
Yeah.
And then you went full on ick mode and said sussing out the local talent.
Just sussing out the local talent. Like just see who's around De Beauvoir, see who's looking at ice.
Sussing out the local talent. They got down at the butchers.
No, it is totally like a self-esteem booster though, because if you're getting all these little matches, it's kind of like posting something on Instagram and getting likes on it, or you know, posting a TikTok and getting likes. I'm just trying to speak your language here as a TikToker. Like it gives you a little
self-validation,
serotonin boost, you know what I mean? So
100%.
Yeah, and then you forget that they're actually real people with real feelings and like lives and families and stuff, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go on Facebook now. I'm going to go on Instagram now and go make my dinner and forget about these people.
No, you're so, so right. I mean, it is. They become, like you said, it's a form of finding validation. And they just become another like almost, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
It's like an asset towards boosting self-confidence rather than, as mm-hmm. you said, a person. Also, do you go on Facebook?
I just said Facebook because I saw the word on my computer screen just then, but I actually don't go on it.
I was going to say, who uses Facebook?
I mean, to be fair, I do use it to talk to my family just because they're in Australia, but that's literally the
only reason. Oh, yeah. Messenger.
Messenger's fine. Yeah. But Facebook, I mean, sometimes you go on there to see, like, I'm actually in this group called Over 21s Banter and Flirt. And no, flanter and flirty banter. And it's just all these fucked up northern people like trying to fuck each other. And it's so disturbing. And they post like self like profiles of themselves. And then they like all ride in there just being like, would love to fuck you and stuff.
Oh my God. I would love to see that.
It's amazing. I always invite my friends to it and they're like, stop inviting me to this weird group. And I'm like, no, it's amazing.
I love the way people use Facebook.
It's insane. Just, like it's
clueless,
insane,
isn't it?
Yeah, and like it's just like it'll be like, I don't know, Charlene from Hull, and she's just posted like she's got like a Munro piercing on her upper lip or like a face tattoo and like purple hair, but she's like got her tits out, and all these like gross older men are just being like, oh fuck yeah, like this is the funniest group. So that's what I use.
They comment it as well, like rather than a message. It's like public, like completely unashamed.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Go on, Charlene.
Yeah, like they're literally just going for it. So I'll send you the link to it later and you can join and we can bond over it.
Start seeing my comments like, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking finger bash the shit out of
me. I knew you were going to say that. I literally, before you even
so
said it.
Predictable. So
predictable. Oh, God. It's so disturbing. It makes me feel weird. In the same vein of dating apps, what are the main issues that men face when dating, especially through dating apps? Because we get so much perspective from females on the podcast. And again, the men are underrepresented. So can you talk us through it and what you think?
I don't. I It's a difficult one. I think the main one I would say is people being judged for their height, which is something you encounter a lot. And I've seen a lot with my friends and stuff. Like, so that's a big thing. And I guess also the expectation of paying. But again, that is up for debate because men get paid more. But it's an interesting one. I personally would, you know, if I've got enough in my account, I would always treat. But after that, then it's split. It's got to be reciprocal. Do you know what I mean? If someone pays first date, then I think the expectation is that, or like someone offers and is nice. But
I just feel like if I'm on a date and the bill comes, I get too awkward to just wait for them to pay. So I'm like, should we just go halves? Because I feel like I don't want them to think that I'm like a moocher.
And I think that's the kind of, I don't, I think if someone offers to go halves, then it's nice when someone's like, no, this is on me.
Or you're
like, yeah, let's go halves. Like, I think that's nice either way. I think it's the offer. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if I would, if someone expects it, I definitely wouldn't.
And I don't want to be seen as someone who does expect it, or someone who also like needs to be looked after. Cause I think,
I find that
an ick. If it, like those girls that are like, oh, I just want someone to like just take care of me or something. Like, I just think I just would not want to be perceived that way. So I'm always like, let's 100%. Go halves. Like, so I can get in first and like just challenge any perception they have of what I'm going to want or something.
Yeah. 100%.
In that same realm, do you think, is there any other issues that like men and women experience differently when dating? So obviously like through dating apps and stuff, the height thing is massive. But then when we're talking about dates and paying and everything, what are the other things that you think men get the shit end of the stick? The shit end of the stick? The short end of the stick on.
Shit end of the stick.
Take my shitty stick.
Oh, that's the shit end.
That's the shit end.
This end's shit. The shit end of the stick. I love that, like, someone's looking at a stick and it's like, that end looks pretty good, but that one's
got shit on it.
It's covered in shit.
Yeah, that's what it was in my head. It had shit on it.
If someone brings a shitty stick, that's probably not a good day. I reckon, to be fair, a lot of the... I reckon a lot of the problems are similar. I would say that I think, I mean, I guarantee that there's something I'm missing, and there'll be some enraged bloke like, no way, we have it so hard. And I'm missing something. But pulling it off the top of my head now, I think, you know, the exclusive problems do tend to be, you know, apply more to women, and then the shared problems, you know, apply to both.
Yeah, that's so interesting. And then I guess with things like ghosting or, you know, catfishing or, you know, all of those like cliche dating issues, I think they're all pretty equal because, I mean, we did an episode about ghosting last week and I feel like the whole time we were like going in at men being like, it's so bad when men do this, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, wait, girl, I do this. I do this to guys all the time and it's horrible and I need to be better. But I mean, I think it's definitely equal.
I was going to say, I reckon women probably ghost more.
Well, what we concluded was that women ghost early on because we think that women get the ick more, but then men ghost later on when it's probably less acceptable because they get scared of it being too serious. That was our conclusion.
Yeah, no, you're right. Oh, shut up.
No. No, don't shut up. Say stuff.
Yeah, I know. It is a podcast. Imagine if I'm like, nope.
No, I'm done.
You're stupid now. No, yeah. No, I think that is completely right. I think, I reckon initially a lot more guys just will never get a message. But then, I think later on, no, you've already said it. I'm just repeating what you're saying. Oh,
thanks for validating me.
Yeah, it's validation. I know how much you like that. Actually,
Love it. And what would your friends say about their dating experiences? Do you find that it's quite similar to yours? And like what I want to know is so imagine you're having a sleepover with the guys. I don't know what guys do, okay, when you hang out, having a sleepover, watching girly movies, making food, whatever. What do you talk about? Like, what do you say about your dates? And if it's super gross, please say it, even if it's bad.
I can't remember the last time I had a sleepover.
Oh. It's
not, I know, but I guess luckily I tried to, you know, surround myself with quite nice people as friends. Mm-hmm. So it's not horrendous conversations, but there is a lot of like the, it's more primitive. So it'll be a lot of like, in terms of friends dating experiences, the mm-hmm. first question is like, you know, show me your Instagram or something like that. And it's okay. just, it's not great, but that's, you know, people are like, that's, I think that's how a lot of men think, unfortunately.
Well, I think of it like if someone, I want to visualize someone while they're talking about them. I'm like, show me their Instagram, because then I have them in my head. And then when they go on speaking about them, I can like imagine what it would be like in my head. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe yours is more gross.
No, it's not. I think that's how it is. But it's just the difference is like a lot of my girlfriends, when they'll be like, oh, let's see his Instagram. It'd be like, oh my God, he looks really cool. It's like, oh, and he's a chef. He cooks. That's amazing. No, he has tattoos. Oh my God, I'm dying. I'm literally dying. Then with guys, it's like they show the Instagram. It's like, yeah, she's fit.
Fit.
That's it. Fit. And you'll notice there's not every guy, but there's always one or two in the group that will go on the Instagram profile and then just stop on every single bikini photo and look at that one. And you're like, you're not even trying to hide the fact that you're a little perv, are you?
Yeah.
But it's interesting. Yeah, I think normally it would just be like someone just be like, oh yeah, I've been seeing this girl, or I went on a date. But I don't think we go into too much detail about it, really.
That's so disappointing.
Something funny happens.
It's so disappointing because in my head, you like talk about us and you're obsessed and you're like giving each other advice and like painting each other's nails, and it's like, in my head, it's just so wholesome, and like you just really talk about it a lot. But I think you're just probably playing FIFA and not really doing much.
I think people do talk about it and give advice when advice is due. Mm. But I think there's way less. It's way less dramatic, if you know what I mean. There's way less like focus on that. It's just usually like over a beer or something,
mm-hmm.
just having like a really like simple general chat about mm-hmm. it. It's like, yeah, it's pretty nice. And if someone's like, you know, I don't know whether to keep seeing or blah blah blah, then you know, it's pretty simple. Yeah, it's usually just over a beer, very non-dramatic. Yeah, I'm sorry to disappoint. I mean, that's just me though. You know, you never know.
There are probably some boys out there painting each other's toes and doing each other's braids and stuff and talking about girls.
Yeah.
They're probably talking about boys, let's be honest.
Yeah.
At this point. How do you avoid becoming a walking ick or being cringe on Hinge prompts and stuff? Like, what's the best approach if people out there think that they are becoming a bit of an ick?
You know, if someone's having to try to not be that character, then you're fucked. Like,
okay, well, that's really good advice. Thanks.
But I mean, like, come on, because there is people out there, like mm-hmm. one of the inspirations behind the character actually is Beam Me Up Soft Boy.
Oh my God, I interviewed her.
Listen to it.
She's amazing.
I really want to listen to that.
She's so funny. It was a great interview. She's sick.
She's so funny, and her mm-hmm. account is so funny.
Yeah.
Because it is the fact that those people exist is just the worst. And to be honest, if you're like one of those people, I don't want to help you. Like, I really don't.
You don't deserve like, help.
No, you should be an ick, and you should like keep being you, because no one's going to fuck with you.
Because you're doing amazing, sweetie.
Yeah. So keep being you, all the icks out there. Never change.
One more question. Have you seen any Hinge prompts or Hinge dating profiles that you think are good? Like, what's a good Hinge profile look like?
Oh, I've not been on Hinge in a long time.
Well, even like the voice note thing now is just horrible. Like, every time I see it, I'm like, right, ready to cringe, ready to close my eyes, and a single tear just falls out while I listen to this person destroy themselves.
I actually had a few people message me before where a guy did a really good minty impression, and he was basically pretending to be me on his Hinge profile.
That is sick.
And he was doing the minty impression, and it was like, what would you do if I told you? It was like, I was the minty guy from TikTok. And loads of people sent it to me on Instagram like this, because he looked a bit like me. And I was like, no, it's not fucking me. Like, it's this guy.
Wow. So every piece of sex that he gets is technically accredited to you.
Yeah. I always pop my head in the corner and just say, you're welcome, when they're done. I don't know why I'm there. But
give them a little thumbs up.
Yeah, a a little ick thumbs up, a little like.
I know the face those, like, that you made just then when you did that noise.
Yeah, you know, with the little, like, you know, when someone sees someone when they're like waiting in line or something, it's the eyebrow raise, like, oh god. So they're like, sex. Oh, that was nice and moist, wasn't it?
Oh my. I just had goosebumps down my back. That freaked me out. Yeah,
sorry. I just revert into character sometimes.
That's nice.
It's horrible. I would say good profile is, I always think, like, you know, funny and original. And that is so boring because it's hard to be original on Hinge. But lack of originality was always the biggest turnoff. I think it was just like traveling dogs. Every single person like loves to travel and loves dogs. It's like, you can't date me if you don't like traveling. It's like, who doesn't like traveling?
Do you know what that's called? Apparently it's called beige flags. So instead of red flags, they're beige flags because they're just boring flags. So like if someone if someone's like, debate this with me, and it's like pineapple and pizza, it's a beige flag.
Yeah.
Like, they're boring.
I love that.
Yeah.
They are boring. But then I feel bad for my mate, because my mate is an actual, like, spends his life genuinely traveling. I was looking at his Hinge profile yesterday, and it was like all the traveling stuff, but he actually does. But then there's all the clowns out there making him just blend in with them.
Everyone's just screenshotting his Hinge going, beige flag.
Yeah, yeah. Aww, he also says he's 6 foot, and he's not 6 foot.
Aww.
But that's what I think the majority of guys do on Hinge.
If you're 5'11", just put 6. I'm just going to say it. Whatever. No one's measuring you.
I'm 5'11". I used to put 6.
5'11", I think 5'10 is my ideal height, because my head goes right into the little, like, the little shoulder nook. It just goes right in there. Like, otherwise 6 foot, I'm like.
Shoulder nook. Do you mean the armpit?
No, it's like where, like, the boob would be, but on a guy. Like the pec.
Oh, I know exactly where. Yeah.
The armpit. Why would I put my head on his armpit?
That's what I was thinking. You're like, my head just goes, like, right there.
Right,
like,
in there.
What are you doing?
He'd be like, get out.
It's like, oh, I love this.
I love being in here.
Yeah. Just wakes up in the night, like, what the fuck are you doing? You're just like, shut up.
I'm in my nook. Just let me be. Oh, wow. Well, this was really fun. Thank you for coming on the pod. And I'm glad we finally got this done despite your hangover. It was touch and go there for a minute when you said you were hungover. I was like, we're postponing it again.
It was one of those. I woke up, I was like,
oh no.
I feel like shit, but I can't postpone again.
So I'm glad you didn't.
Here I am, and I've pushed through. I've
you did a great form, job. You did a great job. And I think everyone, I'm like a super stalker of your TikTok, but I just, you come up a lot on my algorithm. But people are always saying to you that you need to do a personality reveal. This is the personality reveal. You just did it.
Oh, no. That's so long.
Yeah, you did it. It was a 40-minute personality reveal. So it's done now.
I actually didn't think of it like that.
Yeah,
I would have made myself much more. I don't think I've come across too well, but maybe
you
that's
did good.
Fair.
No, you did good. Okay, bye now. I hope you enjoyed my chat with the gorgeous Henry. Please let me know on my Instagram. It's at madsworld.mp3, or my website, madsworld.co, if you have any stories or thoughts of your own to share on the pod. Love and elbow taps. Peace.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.